work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping, and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's stamps.com/program.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, at least a 17th after that move. So had stuff going on. So I parked on a meter today, right across the street.
Can see it from the studio.
Yeah, can see the car.
I'm going to take another look, make sure they're still not dinging you.
Yeah, they better not be. And so paid for my time.
Uh-oh.
No, I don't get out of there. So... what do we call, because like if you call somebody a meter maid, would the maids be upset by that? Would these folks be upset? That's not really a political term, right?
Mm-hmm.
Meter supervisor?
Meter conductor?
Meter guru? You know,
guru's not bad.
Yeah, so the meter guru was going down the hit parade here, car after car after car. I had to call. She's still my mother-in-law. Kathleen and I have been divorced for a long time. My basic mother-in-law, Vi, is on a scale of 0 to 10. She's an infinity. Our relationship never slipped one speck, even when the divorce wasn't the best thing. Even when Kathleen at that point wasn't thinking highly of me and I wasn't thinking that highly of her. Now I would walk through fire for her. And so Quentin is, because I'm out tomorrow for another medical procedure, another dental procedure. Oh, goody. Even though I have the greatest dentist ever, and I thank him for making this easier for me because of my weird side health issues. So Q is going to stay at Vi's. And so I was doing stuff with Q. I got down here a little later. Then I'm about to call Vi just to confirm what time Quentin's coming over. And as I look... who do I see? The meter guru.
The guru dinging them.
Is dinging the people.
And it's just one after another. Apparently nobody pays the meter.
That's what I'm saying.
Town.
Is anybody paying the meter? I actually do pay the meter, but I forgot to – I just run out. And so I got it. Paid for it.
About five cars down from you, you'd say, as he was just heading down the line?
Yeah.
He's still out there. He might be listening right now.
Yeah, thank you. Could you avoid, look at, I'm seeing somebody right now. This guy just got his ticket. He's looking. He's looking at the ticket. Looks perplexed. The word I was going to use, perplexed. He's still staring at it in the driver's seat right now. See him?
That's tough.
Yeah, that's a tough one. What do you think that is? $80? Something like that?
I think it's $1,000. A cool grand.
If we really wanted to stop people. How about this? We want to stop the WCCO radio staff, myself included, not as much as others, who love this role right here down 7th. Boy, if it was 1,000, they'd be paying up the city.
They would.
They would be paying up.
Hey, the rest of the city might appreciate their property taxes going down a bit, maybe.
Yeah, good luck to all of us. Okay, speaking of a legitimate driving issue, it was just a few weeks ago we were talking about this. And I've talked about it forever. And I'm not saying everybody's flawless when they've been driving because they've been distracted. They've been on the phone. They've been putting on makeup. They've been eating and maybe even drinking too much. And it never, ever, ever should happen. It's foolish. It's unnecessary. And then we get to individuals like this clown, Michael James Bowser. It's a Paul Wall story, Star Tribune. appeared yesterday in Hennepin County District Court on charges of felony drunk driving and, wait for it, fleeing law enforcement in connection with a trooper pulling him over Tuesday in Brooklyn Center. Remains jailed in lieu of bail. $60,000. Hearing's coming up in 16 days. Message left with his attorney seeking response to the allegations was not returned. Good luck to the attorney. This guy has been convicted 21 times for driving while intoxicated. Short of the record. You know, it's like when Pete Rose got 44 and Joe D had 56.
Mm-hmm.
Danny Lee Becker, 27 drunk driving arrests. Can you tell me how it's possible that Bowser is not in prison for life? I'm exaggerating zero. How many DUIs in Dave Harrigan's world? Let's do the John Williams. Here comes the judge. Here comes the judge. We have that in the system somewhere. Here comes the judge. In Dave Harrigan, and I know there can be levels of how far over the limit, you know, in what period of time. But at what point is it sheer lunacy and a sheer insult to any of us out there who could be on the road and could be killed because of this derelict human, where you just have to go bye-bye. Sorry, Stillwater, wherever it might be, you are, because you have put yourself in a position to kill people over and over and over again. 21 times. We cannot have the legislature quorum this, Abe Lincoln that. Okay. This is an insult. And I doubt he's done. And have I been perfect every time I left? No, I've not. Am I much more aware of that now? Yes, I am. And I'm not saying everybody was flawless, and anytime anybody was near the limit, over the limit, we all made a mistake. Could have been a mistake that could have hurt somebody, could have killed somebody, whatever. This is a guy who's been convicted 21 times. So what would be your guess? How many other times has he been on the road driving?
I don't want to hazard a guess because it's probably a frighteningly high number.
1,000? I'm like, if you told me 1,000... I'd go over. It's an insult. At some point, way short of this, Dave Harrigan, you go away for 15, 20 years.
You'd have to assume many of the 21 were without a valid license.
Mm-hmm.
Have to guess his license got revoked just a couple of times. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me once, twice, shame on me. What do they say about 21? I've never gotten that far on that, the fool me.
No, I've not. I normally don't get there in blackjack either.
Insult is a kind word. It's a nice word. It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. And apparently has a pattern of fleeing once he's pulled over.
Yeah, I would too if I had 21 DUIs.
Yeah. At the time of his arrest Tuesday, reading the Wall story, Bowser had one driving-related case pending, connected to allegations that he fled a state trooper who spotted him cutting across multiple highway lanes in Minneapolis in July of 2023.
Sure.
How have we not? And this one, I don't want to hear, well, what does it really stop others? Sometimes what you do or what someone else does is so heinous, so defiant of the law, that you hope it has a residual effect on others, but that's not the bar to saying, oh, are we going to do this? Honestly, if you get, excuse me, if you get to five, it's got to be a decade, right? In the Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan form of justice. Or is it even less? Is it, I mean,
I'd be fine with less. Again, there's nuance. How over the limit were you? Did you get two when you were 21 in your, you know, third, fourth, fifth, whatever it is, whichever one triggers it? That was 40 years later.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is that the same punishment? I don't know.
Because the problem is, as you alluded to it, Dave, most of these individuals get to these high numbers. They don't have a driver's license.
Yeah.
Right. So they're just, they're not going to stop.
Yeah, they don't care about the rules of the road, about the rules of who's allowed to drive.
Here's how you're stopped. You're captured, you're tried, and you're sent away for a long, long time. I honestly, felony, this many felony convictions, and you're not still behind bars? What do you want to say about this? Because it's dangerous because how many others aren't close to this guy? The Pete Rose, because he's at 44. He's not a Joe DiMaggio. He might get there, though. What should we do? Because what we have to do is we have to throw these people away. 10 years, 15 years, 20 years with rehab required. You cannot put this many people in danger and be allowed to be a member of our free society. I'm sorry, you shouldn't be. You want to chime in with a phone call or text? I'd love to hear from you. 651-461-9226. Among the texts coming in, guessing this individual, we're talking about 21 DWIs and another one. Guessing this guy's been locked through the same local system repeatedly. Not only should he be locked away, but the county attorney should be disbarred and locked up. I'm not convinced of that because it could be Hennepin, could be Ramsey, could be multiple counties, and then you have different county attorneys. You have different attorneys within the office. You have to have the laws on the books to enforce if you're the county attorneys. And we don't have them strong enough at the state level. More texts. Somebody says, I'm curious to know the judge's responsibility who keeps letting this individual go. Again, you have to have the laws available, but I'd love to see follow-up if there are key examples where judges didn't follow up with strong enough punishment. Maybe giving people their cars responsible with the suspended license should be held accountable, just like those can be held accountable if they buy a gun. More text. A decade with no time off for good behavior. Sounds better. You're being unrealistic. Shouldn't matter if you didn't hurt one. Question, how does this person get a car? More text. I feel the judges need to be held accountable. It's awful. It's dangerous. It's frightening. And, I mean, I started babbling on the radio in 1990. I feel like I've covered this topic over and over and over again. Laura Yoon in the Star Tribune today. Why were boys required to swim naked in Minnesota schools? Dave, at any point, did you have swimming?
Yes.
In middle school?
In middle school.
I did too. 0 to 10, Dave Harrigan as a swimmer. You have to be pretty good considering the triathlon stuff you do.
Yeah, I'm in no way of joining any competition clubs, but I think I'm about a 7.
I think it might be a 6.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
fine. Think highly of yourself.
I'm fine. I think I'm slightly better than average. I'm not a great breather. Okay, make up your jokes. So the head going this way, the head going that way.
Of the big four strokes, how many could you pull off legally?
I can do them all, not well.
Okay.
I practiced the breaststroke the most. You knew I had to go with that joke, right?
Easy. Easy.
I mean,
I'm more of a freestyler myself.
I mean, Carter for sure is, you know, solo versions. Which one is your specialty? I'm not very the backstroke. I don't know. Where's the wall? What's going on?
You got the flags. Got to pay attention. You want you to look at your flags. You got to count.
I'm not swimming at Olympic venues. I mean,
you don't need an Olympic venue for a flag to be there. They're at the YMCA, for goodness sake.
I'm swimming outside in the pool. You know what I swim? Lake Itasca. I go to, you know.
Probably there's a great lake to swim at near Minnesota.
Dexter, enough of this crap. When are we officially going to unveil the Gulf of America? Yes, he did miss it. We're going to get to Donnie in a little bit on the butt kissing that's taking place with the social media and the media czars. But, yeah, Donnie just saying today, well, among the things he said today, if we have to use military to take the canal, Greenland, and Canada, I'm not ruling it out.
Sure.
And then it's no longer the Gulf of Mexico. It's the Gulf of America.
It's fine.
And then we were debating, who do you do that with? Rand McNally, Big Map. I mean, how do you just change, turn it into the Gulf of America?
However they do it, we know Mexico will pay for it, which is nice.
Of course. Will we have a border all around it?
I think so. Can we fence up the Gulf?
And I'm saying this, and you might think I'm kidding. I'm not. We looked it up. 56,000 people leaving Greenland. There's a better chance than not, if he takes it over, that it will be called Trump Land. Yes or no? Are you with me? I'm not kidding. I think it will be called. If he takes it over, apparently we're going to send special forces to fight 56,000 people. The Danes are really going to hope to fight us for that one, aren't we?
Trump land is too easy. It might be like Trumpopia, Trumpania.
I just think Trump land is perfect because they can. You know, Donald isn't that elaborate in his thinking here. Greenland. Who's green? What's green? He'll go to Trump land. How in the hell did we have it for as long as we did that boys were swimming naked in class, in swimming class?
I assume you did not.
No.
Because we were, honest to God, on New Year's Day, I believe, I was over at my parents' house, and we were, somehow the conversation got on swimming in schools. And my father told us that, yes, when he was a high schooler, and he's not that much older than you. He's mid to upper 60s.
It looks like it was kind of ended in the mid-70s. I had it here. But, yeah, it wasn't that far before me.
As a high schooler at Harding High School in St. Paul, they swam naked. The boys did.
Yeah, unless I'm just blanking this out, you know, for therapy reasons.
That would be a big block.
Okay, were you with me at Sandberg Middle School? This would be 78, 79, 80. That's when I was at Sandberg, Carl Sandberg. La-di-da. Chad, I graduated 1974 St. Paul Johnson, and we swam naked in school. Can you imagine what would happen in our social media world right now?
My goodness gracious.
If a middle school announced, you know, because they would have to announce it this way too. Because of our insistence on DEI, our woke agenda, and our belief in no genders, all will swim naked.
Yes.
Would that be about how it would be said?
Well, yeah, you couldn't separate the classes by genders then, right?
Yeah, boys and girls, because they would announce there are no boys and girls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you decide. And we'll be handing out puberty blockers as you swim in the pool. Or the pool is filled with automatic puberty blocks.
That's right. Yes, they just seep into your pores.
Honestly, as Laura writes, a break from tradition in Duluth. By 73 in Duluth, public sentiment shift away. The school board voted to require junior high boys to wear swimsuits, just as the girls always had. I'm no prude. You know that. I will go with the swear like a sailor.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to swim naked in your own pool, go to you.
Sure.
But I just don't think it's even we should allow kids a little bit of privacy that they would like. They should be allowed to have a swimsuit on. In seventh, eighth, and ninth. I still like to be middle school guy. You know, or excuse me, junior high. I like to be a junior high guy. Seventh, eighth, and ninth.
I like 6, 7, 8.
Oh, get
that felt
here.
Right to me.
Get out of here with this middle school
felt
crap.
Very good.
Go back to when America was. Donald, come on. Junior high, let's go. 7th, 8th, and 9th.
Well,
that's what it be. Sandra,
whatever it is,
high.
I'm just glad society, it seems, has caught up to you. I don't think anybody's swimming naked anymore in school anyway. I still think back to the suits we were forced to wear because we couldn't bring your own suits. You had to wear the school suit.
More texts. Oh, they didn't have a school. Yeah. My feeling, God, I'm trying to remember that part. There's no way my father was getting a suit. He wouldn't have paid any attention to this at all. Were we wearing school suits?
We did.
I think we were.
Middle school, we had in gym class, you had the standard uniform that everyone had to wear in gym class if you're playing basketball or whatever that never got washed the entire year. And in the swimming portion, you had to pick a suit out of the bin. And, of course, they were color-coded to size.
Speedos?
No, they were not Speedos, but they were trunks, but not exactly long. But you always tried to pick the smallest possible size that you could fit into so you didn't have to wear the size. Yeah, I'm the XL. I'm the double X. Because it was boys and girls in the same class.
Ours might have been Speedos. Texter here, I remember being mortified knowing my cousin had to swim naked at Minnetonka. He graduated in 1981. See, I think I might have just missed it because I graduated in 83.
Wow.
All right, one last text. Thoughts on last night's Gopher game, Chad? okay, I'll give some thoughts because I happened to tune in to the end of regulation. And I watched the end of regulation, and then I watched the overtimes. First of all, I don't know how any college basketball team can shoot 12 for 27 on free throws. They've been terrible all year shooting free throws. I was told by Jim Dutcher in sixth grade, after I'd been a pretty decent basketball player in fourth, fifth grade, that I should start playing golf. He was right. I pretty much peaked in fourth grade. I haven't shot hoops in years. There's no chance in hell I wouldn't top 12 for 27 right now.
Could you get to 20?
Do I get to warm up at all?
Yeah, you get a couple shots.
I think I would. I was an adequate mid-range shooter. I had no foot speed whatsoever. None.
Just perfect for the charity stripe.
Yeah. 12 of 27.
It's amazing futility.
The length of the delays on whether a ball went out of bounds off a finger nail or not, it's unbelievable. They actually, at the start, for the final count, you want to know how many people in there? They had 3,000 people in there. I don't care what they're announcing. I know what they had in there. They had 3,000 people in there. For the Gophers to have Mitchell miss two free throws to seal it, and then the kid is at Caden Betts, when Ben is obviously telling them, if you make the second free throw, and it's a three-point game, and he's saying foul. He's not saying foul when you're up by two. He's saying foul, up by three, don't get burned like they get burned earlier in the year. You know what you should probably do if you're playing sports? Pay attention to the score. So it's obviously Ben's got to accept some of that responsibility. The kids have to accept that some of the responsibility. There's just no momentum and no inertia at all for Gopher basketball. Ben Johnson, Dave Thorson, you don't find better human beings than those two individuals who are on this program. They are tens as human beings. They're in an incredibly difficult spot because they lost Christie, who's playing as much as I am for the Clippers. And they lost the two other guys to, was it Texas Tech, for about $500,000 each. If those three guys come back, they're a very solid Big Ten team. They all left. I just don't know how you get momentum here. That doesn't take Ben completely off the hook. But, and again, the whole Williams Arena, oh, it's so great to be there. Not when there's 3,000 people. So just stop it. Stop it. If there's 14,000 there on a regular basis, it's a cool place. When it's 3,000, it's old. and it doesn't match up with any other arena. And they're just, I'd love to see it be relevant. It just isn't right now. And that was a terrible loss last night. Let's talk about the butt kissing to the new president in moments. So, what do we have? We got Jeff Bezos, Washington Post owner, Amazon czar. He's kissed the ring, right? Multiple ways.
Don't forget Blue Origin.
Yeah. He's afraid. He likes those Blue Origin government contracts.
With nice contracts.
With the president-elect. He also knows he's competing with the prime minister. So he really doesn't want to upset Donald because we got a little bit of Elon and his space program with government contracts. I wonder who's going to end up getting more of those contracts. Elon or Bezos? Well, Bezos is wondering because over the weekend, of course, he killed the cartoon, or his people killed the cartoon, knowing what Bezos would think about it, where it basically showed all the leaders, the Zuckerbergs, the world, who you it's up to you to determine, did they stand up to Trump? Were they unfair to Trump? Did they tell the truth about Trump in the first term, where now it's, man, we're giving him money for his inauguration. We're open-minded. We're doing everything. The story, which isn't getting as much attraction as Maida, but should, because I think I've said it on air. I know I've said it to you 2-3 times off air. Why in the hell is Melania all of a sudden all the time with Donald? They never were together outside of the RNC and election night. But lately, she's showing up. She's YMCA, right? She's looking great, holding hands. I know I said to you and Adam at least once, if not twice, what is going on?
I think she's just very excited now that it's official to be heading back to the White House. She loved it there so much.
Sure, she did. Well, it turns out that Melania has inked a $40 million deal with Amazon to license a documentary on her life. Guess who? We're going to make cameos. Donald and Barron.
Oh, that's nice. Gotta love Barron. Should have been a basketball player.
He's tall. Can he say?
Wanted to play soccer. I said, hey, you should play basketball, son.
He just can only comment. No, actually, now he gives Barron credit for the broadcast and stuff, which, great idea, right? Did you see who was directing this? Brett Ratner, who's had all sorts of trouble, is going to be releasing these. So, just out of nowhere, a documentary series on Melania for $40 million from Amazon. How much you would just, Dave, let's say, because in this case, Donald in the swing states went 7-0. And he won decisively. Let's say Kamala Harris won those 7-0. How much money, what's your guess Amazon would be paying right now for the Melania doc series?
It would not be a high number.
How high?
$40.
Under. Lower.
I mean, I think the people of this country, the public, are really interested in the Melania story.
Donald needs Melania to, you know, act like they're in love and be a first lady.
She's got the book now.
She's got a book.
She'll have the doc.
Doc. I mean, I don't know how much of the $40 million she's getting, but you know she's getting a nice piece of that.
Maybe Donald named Greenland after her.
Maybe, no, it's Trump. Well, in theory, it's going to be Trump land. Can we have a side bet on it?
Sure.
Trump land. Then we have Meta, the Zuck, who... Zuck looks like he could be J.G. McCarthy's older cousin, right? He's unrecognizable from 10 years ago, right?
He's not the scrawny fellow with the, I don't know what you called the haircut.
Kind of the buzz cut,
yeah,
that he had?
Yeah, kind of combed forward,
yeah.
Tight to the head.
It was a bad cut.
Yeah.
It was a bad cut. Now he's ripped. Remember, he was going to fight Elon a couple
of
years
ago. Yeah, well, he's been doing mixed martial arts fights, actually, training for years.
Yeah, yeah. Now Meta is going to replace their fact-checking program with, guess what? Community notes. Now, well, hold on. Where have I heard of community notes before? I'm trying to think. Oh! That's on X. That's what the prime minister does. So we're doing community notes just like Prime Minister Musk does.
Give it to the people.
And I love how Elon was telling us that they're changing the algorithm to go more positive. And then when someone challenged him the other day, he said, F-U-U-R word. Elon Musk. Regularly using the R word. The R word being the insulting word that people cruelly will use to individuals with intellectual delays, like my angelic son. Anybody uses that, stop. And here's Elon Musk, who's a brilliant individual. He's highly intelligent. Is there any denying he's a highly intelligent individual?
I think there's a good chance he is. There's also a good chance he's had a couple good ideas and a lot of brilliant people around him that have taken those ideas. And
yeah,
it's not like he built the rockets or
what? You know,
crafted the Teslas.
He didn't?
No. He
wasn't
didn't.
There?
No, he just said, you know what I
with
like?
With a wrench?
Electric cars and rockets. Take care of that. I've also got a lot of money.
Well, you know what? He didn't have a lot of money until all that took off. So he's at least a highly intelligent person who thinks he's running the world right now. I mean, he's commenting on every country about what should happen. He's like, well, I'm kind of bored being just Prime Minister of the United States of America. How about England? How about Germany?
Yeah, take them all.
And this, who's just going to, he's setting up algorithms to favor him. Like, I mean, yeah. I'm on Twitter a lot, one, because I enjoy it, and two, for this show. Every other tweet I get is from Elon Musk. Aren't you the same? Like, and I want to pay attention because he's the prime minister. First time we have a prime minister in this country. So I want to pay attention, but I don't need him commenting. And he's going to go to FU to a, it was a high school kid, I think, in the R word. But back to Meta. And again, fact-checking is always incredibly complicated. Let's just be honest about this because who are the fact-checkers? Are you convinced they're independent? Are you convinced the outlet who hired the fact checkers, are they independent? By the way, is this opinion that you have of how independent they are, left-leaning they are, right-leaning they are, is that dictated solely by your own politics? There's no denying that Donald was iced out by plenty of social media agencies, which, by the way, privately owned. They get to do it, just like Elon gets to do whatever he wants on his privately owned company. He gets to do it. So there's tons of conservatives who look at this and say, let's not forget what was going on with our guy and our causes and the Hunter Biden laptop. And I hear what you're saying. But they're doing this because they're afraid of Trump. And Trump was asked at the press conference today when all hell will break loose if all the hostages aren't released by Hamas. Will all the hostages be released before Donald Trump takes over, Dave Harrigan? Yes or no?
No.
I'm a no. I don't think they'll release one. Hamas is a group of deranged individuals who are intent on killing anyone who's Jewish or who supports them. So I don't think they're going to pay attention to Trump. I hope they all are. I hope they're released today. I don't care when they're released, whether Biden or Trump. I hope they're all released. So he said that. Then he said, you know, Gulf of Mexico, dead to me. It's now Gulf of America. He just decided he has that power. And then if we have to use the military for any of these places I want to take over, I'm not eliminated. But when he was asked, I think it was David Sanger. I forget who it was. Do you think Zuckerberg is doing this because of your threats? You know what Trump said? Probably. Yes. He's right.
Truth.
And Donald Trump gets further affirmation that when he threatens individuals, when he has the power, if you like him, you say he has the leverage. He uses it. He's a great negotiator. If you don't like him, you're like he's a bully. He'll take his ball and won't play. But he's right. You may be happy about it. You may feel like it's unfair how Trump was treated before, and there are tens of millions who feel that way, but they're doing this now. The Bezos of the world, and these all these other powerful individuals who didn't step in to stop their people who were reacting the way they felt like was appropriate towards Trump. Now they are. I mean, a cartoon was stopped the other day, which showed the truth of all of them kissing the ring of Donald Trump. And now they're donating money and doing all this stuff. They're afraid of Donald Trump. And it's probably a good business decision, but it's still cowardice, right?
It is a good business decision. And yes, it's all those things.
Yeah, and they're cowards. They should stand up. 51 past 2. Jason next. All right, this guy's going to take you home. You've got some good guests later today.
I do.
We touched briefly on the swimming naked.
Yeah.
Did you, in Chicago, swim naked in middle school?
No.
Did you have to swim? Did you have a swimming class in middle school?
Yes.
Was it middle school then? I was a junior high.
Mine was junior high also.
Thank you. That's better, right? Seventh, eighth, ninth?
Well, mine was middle school or junior high, just seventh and eighth.
Oh.
So I don't mind.
That's fake junior high.
I don't mind sixth, seventh, eighth. Because
that's arrogant.
Because sixth graders in the same building as first graders and kindergartners is, I don't know that that's a positive situation.
See, I worry about the ninth graders with the 12th.
Well, how about grow a pair? A lot of ninth graders are like playing varsity sports. Like it's time to learn to toughen up. That's what I say.
Didn't realize the Terminator, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. Trump's America. Yeah. I'm turning over a new leaf.
Yeah, exactly.
Me toughen and Zuck. Up.
Yeah.
Golf. Free speech zone, baby.
That's all he is. Free speech, baby.
That's beautiful.
So Laura Yoon, is she at 405?
She is at 405. And then, so she and I were texting when she did her first column about weird kind of middle school stuff,
yeah,
like the spanking machine, which my wife is not a fan of. I tried. She
make sure that is on the Thursday 2:35 open, please.
She never heard of it.
I tried.
Never heard of it.
Not a fan.
Not a fan. Can't fault me. Give it a go.
God, I'm so tempted with many comments right now. But I also know Dave is rolling on all this, and I just want to leave it to you.
Yeah, that's fine.
I want to leave
That's what I do in this
you.
Segment. That's what I provide.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Excellent.
So she'll be good.
The spanking machine.
Yeah. Did you have this or no?
Now or back then?
Back as a, it was a birthday celebration. So she wrote about this in the column. I'm like, thank you for writing about this because everyone acts like I'm crazy when I talk about it. And it wasn't.
Your school had a spanking machine?
Yeah. In gym class on your birthday, everybody would line up and you would have to crawl through everyone's legs as fast as you can as they gave you a little swat on the butt.
That was something my parents had at home for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think that's...
But not in school.
Yeah, no, we did it in school.
I actually, for some reason, was taking you literal, which is always a major mistake. I was thinking maybe there was some actual
machine. Like an actual machine?
An actual machine.
No, that's
up.
What we
Boil
called
it. Up. Come on, here we go. Get Betsy fired up.
And then you have Elliot Payne.
So my question on...
City Council President.
Indeed, and he's going to talk about the consent decree.
Yeah. Seems like we should know a little bit more about it at this point.
I feel like we don't know much about it, and why did they even do it? They already have a state
the
consent
human rights
decree.
Yeah.
Why?
They had to.
Why?
Well, they were legally compelled to.
No, because Trump is going to come into office and say, I don't believe in these things.
I heard O'Hara.
So why not wait?
Well, I heard O'Hara. Well, first of all, the whole process started well before Trump, right?
Yeah, he did this first time where he downplayed the importance of it.
Right. But I heard O'Hara, and I was a little confused when I was on with Adam and Jordana, where the way he was explaining it, if a federal judge, it gets to a certain point with a federal judge, only the federal judge
can roll it back.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I thought Donald could just direct his Department of Justice.
And say, we're not doing this anymore. Yeah. I don't know. So we'll talk about those things.
Yeah.
170 pages. I'm sure they've read all of them. They spent the whole day, like, in closed door.
They did. We did try. Well, Vanita had on Jacob.
Right.
And we tried Latricia Vita, who's great, but was not available. So, good. And they got, you got Mark Fryer.
Big show.
Yeah. What time are we out? 58:50?
Yeah, you got to fill another minute 10.
Oh, my God.
Good luck to you.
Yeah.
You were displeased with the Gopher basketball effort? I did not, as a tribute to you, I did not put on Gopher gear.
No, I was most displeased with the fact that I started watching it with 10 seconds to go and watched it.
Don't you think if you're a coach and your team commits a stupid foul, just absolute inexcusable
just a reminder,
error.
The Gophers are up by 2. Mitchell goes to the free throw line.
Misses them both.
Misses them both on a night when they shot 12 for 27, which is inexplicable. And then Caden Betts fouls when they're down by 2.
Thinking that they were they had a three-point lead?
Who knows? I don't know if he was thinking.
Because that's what they did on the prior play.
Yeah, which was the right play.
I will say college basketball, man, it's so boring when you get close. Like, the NBA doesn't do this.
What was that noise?
That's a little dial tone coming in.
With a dial tone on it? Also, we don't need 10 minutes on every review.
Ugh. 50 fouls they called in that game.
It was
ridiculous.
It was almost like Iowa basketball. That was for Fry.